All right, this is a really good message. All right, honey, this is really good. Before I walked the dog, it popped in my head, and it's like I got like a pretty good mini manifestation. Okay, honey, and it's good. It's like I asked for it, but it was like, you know how you be mad or frustrated, you're depressed. This is really, really good because. I know I talk about this before, got the messages about, you know, the faith is sometimes the unknown, okay? The faith is a good thing of the unknown, right? The fear is the bad thing of the unknown. And here's the quote that I received that was downloaded with that feeling that I was in, and not anymore, what you mad for? It may happen out of nowhere. What you mad for? This is really big. I wanted to do a message. What are you mad for? What are you scared for? What are you sad for? What are you doing? Negative emotion. It may happen out of, this is good. So it was a lack. Okay. It was a lack, you know what I mean, recently, and let's just say entity wasn't at the right, and I didn't hear from it, I didn't see anything, I didn't get anything that I imagined or wanted and everything, and this is good, you know, I just kind of stick to my, I didn't stay, you, number one, stay busy, do things, get your mind off of it, but at least I did that part. You know, when you have lack, do something fun. Use your time. Treat yourselves. Watch a show. Go to the movies. You know, love thyself. You know, don't get mad and lay in the bed. It's my fault. Blah, blah, blah. When you are in lack, when you don't see anything. Okay? And let me tell you, honey, it was like Sunday, okay? I got a phone call out of nowhere, and that evening, this is good. The day previous, I didn't see that coming. This is good. I didn't see it coming, okay? I asked for it and everything, didn't see it, didn't get it for several days. It's good. There's so many times that, you know, because you may be, this is good, 3 weeks ago, I remember that, credit cards came out and took more than a statement balance or something and everything, and my money funds was very low, okay, and I was like, oh, you know what I mean, my funds was very low, my dream is the next following week, my funds were back up, maybe 2 weeks, my funds was it's like I found funds, okay? It was back up more than what it was the 2 weeks prior. I didn't see that coming. And then it's like from there and now, I could tell you, what was I fearful of? My dreamers, I declare to you, what are you fearful of? What are you mad for that you do not have it because you don't know what's coming? My dreamers, that excite you. I want you to have excitement and it was a quote by expectation, but I'm gonna use this, the word expectation here. Okay. Don't never expect or, you know, cause you won't, so you won't be disappointment in disappointment. I already did that message, but anywho, but just be excited of the future. You know, move and try to do things in the now. If you can't do anything in the now, just go ahead and just have fun. Turn on music. Enjoy yourselves. You see what I'm saying? Don't be fearful and be mad because you don't have something or something isn't working out. You're not getting. Somebody else is getting it and you're not getting. You're in lack. You don't sit there and lay in the bed and feel sad. You know, I said laid in the bed, honey. And I'm going to sit there and watch YouTube or watch. I think that's okay. That's okay. Just don't sit there and wallow in defeat and feel bad for yourselves that something isn't happening because it is good. It may happen out of nowhere. I was like, oh my gosh, It just, they just call me up. You want to chill, whatever, out of nowhere. It may go in your favor out of nowhere. You may get it out of nowhere. It may come out of nowhere. You see, this is good. I wasn't seeing nothing. No, you know, I'm looking for guys and stuff like that. Didn't see nothing, walking the dog, and this is good. The guy came out the gate. Okay, it was a decent looking one or whatever. I'm grateful that I seen him because I wasn't seeing no guys as I was walking or whatever, the dog. And the guy came out the gate. Then another guy came out the apartment. Okay, it's like you may be moving towards what you want, or what you want is coming to you. Okay, it's gonna come. The future is the outer awareness. You see what I'm saying? What you want is out of the nowhereness, okay? It comes from the ethers. It's coming to you. Know that you attract. Feel as though you attract, and it's coming. I declare to you, just be cool in the now. Do whatever your heart's out, what you done plan to do, your purpose in the now. Happy. Happy, knowing that everything's going to be all good. Stop worrying about the future. You see, don't worry. Give it to God. Stay prayed up. And never worry about, because it's going to work out. You see, it's coming. You see, what you mad for, what you sad for in the now, and it may happen out of nowhere. You see, I was just laid in the bed, and then I got a text message out of nowhere, and then I found myself having a night. I was like having a real good night, okay? This is good. It was, you know, I'm just saying, we were making a bag, and we were having fun. That was something I imagined, and I didn't see coming. It was not happening. It was a lack and stuff like that right there at that part. And then I got a text, and I found that I was like, oh my goodness, it is happening. Okay, my dreamers, it may happen. What you mad for? What you sad for? Just put a smile on your face. Just don't think about the bad things. You see, just know that the bad things are going to be good things. It's going to work out. It's going to be blessed. Don't put your mind on that. Don't put your mind on that. It may happen out of nowhere. Okay, it may come out of nowhere. You may not see it coming. It may come out of nowhere, that good thing, that blessing. All right? Anywho, that is this message. I hope you received it. Peace. Ooh, all right. So, I was going to do like one episode, but honey, you gotta put a picture up and stuff like that. And I just kind of want to jot this down. So you got an episode 2 over here, second podcast on this one, what you're mad for. It's gonna happen, okay? Anywho, this is big. So there's a lady, and it's the statue lady, okay? Miss Statue Lady. Now, when Miss Statue Lady was doing her reactions and stuff, she was very, you know, successful in what she was doing. That I seen her and I started following her and everything of the sort. So this is good. Now she's showing her face, and I was like, okay, that's what she looks like and everything. And I'm not gonna play on looks or whatever. But her views went down dramatically, significantly, when she just started reacting with her face. The this is good. The statue thing was a very unique idea. It was amazing, and it was kind of funnier with the statue little filter that she was using, right? So this is good. She just dropped down significantly when she just started using her face. This is big. Double down what works. Double down on what works. Okay. I wouldn't have left or stop the statue filter. Okay. It is good. Oh, I'm about to say to use what other people do that works. Okay. That they just stop doing. They made they bag and stuff like that. But you may be late to it. I see why people don't do it. Okay. Because they'd be like, well, this is done before. And then and stuff like that. But that was, this is good. This is big. That was her. That was her. She enjoyed doing it. She was in her bag. She got significantly amount, a lot of views. You know, keep that going. Because when she started using her own face, she's barely getting any views, okay? She stopped the statue thing. My dream is double down on what works, okay? You see something that works, you in your bag, okay? I want you to, that dopamine, I want you to be excited and do more of that, okay? That's why you got dopamines and stuff, that trigger in your brain. This is works. This is what gives me the most money, the most attention, okay? There was a dude like last year, and I did a podcast about, he knew his assets was his ass, okay? He had cakes, even though he was straight, looked like he had a family, okay? He had a female, some girlfriend or wife that she was, honey. Even she knew of his assets, okay? And she didn't mind him showing. And then wearing the fitted pants because the gays gonna come through. The females, okay? The dude's gonna be, like, yeah, man, yeah. Okay. He's getting a drove of people because he knows his assets. I looked through his page, he's doing fitness, okay. He's showing his body, okay. This is good. I think so many dudes that are straight, they go into, instead of showing themselves and making a bag on social media, I got a wife, I got a family, and they go into obscurity, okay? And then I see them, I say, I don't have no social media, and then I look, they're private and stuff like that. I said, no wonder you don't got no money, okay? No wonder you don't got no money. My dreamers, know what your assets is. And this is good. Know what brought you the bag. You need to go and comb through your life, looking through your past and stuff like that. Where did I make the most money? Okay. Double down on that. Okay. Especially if you love it. You like it. You love it. And you're making money in it. Okay. Now I can understand. You know, it's like that Illuminati 666 type thing. You signed this contract and you're making this money and you hate doing it. Okay, you hate doing it. Now I can understand that part. But if you love it and you made the money, I don't understand why would you stop making your bag. If you love it, you're making your money. It's a, you know, it's bringing a lot of attention, etc. All positive things. Double down. Double down. And when I'm supposed to venture into some attention, and I see it coming. If it's venture, if it's a see something, if it's a click, something, if it's the work, my dreamers, do things and see what clicks, gets the clicks, see what works. Oh, this is really powerful. I have to listen to this many times. This second message is more powerful than the first message. Okay, see what clicks, see what works. Okay, and this could maybe your looks. That's fine. Market that. That's your asset. Okay. You may be intelligent. Okay. Heck, it may be your job. Maybe you're a good lawyer. Okay. Maybe you're good at giving advice. What are you good at? And this is good. And people flock to it. People are buying a lot of it. People are clicking on it. People are giving it a lot of attention. You get a lot of energy in this area. My dreamers, you need to see it. And double down on it. Don't leave. Oh, this is good. I remember like 3 years ago, it was a topic. And this is good. Oh, and I did not double down on it. Oh, I think I remember. Hopefully I can put it into words. About 2 or 3 years ago. And I immediately did something and stuff like that. And that video gotten a lot of views. And I wrote down what I done did. Okay, my dreamers, write down and know what you do that gets you a lot of clicks, views, and stuff like that. And I kind of went left because I had, you know, I'm ADD and I got many different, and this is good. I think ADD people suffer from this. We got many different gifts, many different talents. We're going to try out different things. My dream, that's fine. But whatever clicks, whatever works, you need to double down on it. That worked. I like this thing. Okay. That person did a great job. Keep it and double down. Double down on what works. And this is big for me because I'm about to go some places. You know, double down. Recognize what works. You go to this particular place, you get a lot of what you want. If you like this food, you're going to go to that place a lot, right? So, my dreamers, when you see something that works in life, that works for you, double down on it. Don't be like this statue lady, okay? She just went right. The rash is still the same. It's just that I was like, girl, you was in your bag with the statue, okay? With the statue, what you doing, girl? And stuff, you got triple the views and you had it and I'm pretty sure, you know what, so you, I feel like she was like, I want to show my face. No, I think you just need to go back to the statue. You know, sometimes I know this is good, our pride and our egos, you know, I look good too, and you know it, you see that gets in the way of your bag. Don't let ego yourself get in the way of the bag. That worked. And I like doing that. Let me double down. Let me give the marketplace more of that. Let me give the world, the people, more of that. That's sold out quick. This is good. Oh, I noticed recently, I was watching a, he had a hoverboard, one of those flying things, Joy flying thing, whatever thing. And the one, he was like, well, that one is sold out. But you're trying to sell this? I was like, why don't you get you a hell of a lot of that that's sold out? My dream is to declare to you. Get a whole lot of what's selling. Give the marketplace a whole lot of what's selling. Okay? What they want. Figure out what the marketplace wants. And get a lot of it and deliver it. Keep delivering what they want, okay? What they need, what they're getting from you. That man had nice cakes, okay? So he delivered. The wife was on board. Show more of them cakes. Heck, I would hype that up. Okay? Because that's what they want from them, okay? Figure out what they want from you, and that's easy. Double down on what worked. That you got a lot of success in. Let me go ahead to the normal thing. She was in her bag. She was in her bag. And I understand you want to switch it up and everything of the sort. But she liked doing it. She was doing the same thing. Okay. And she was the statue thing. I would continue the statue thing. I'm like, why did you go left from the statue thing? Okay. Maybe something happened or something like that. Maybe they got rid of the filter or whatever the case may be, and you must pivot. But when you're pivoting, try out different things. This is big. The food lady. You so creative lady. Okay. She was just doing like different recipes and the tools that she was selling, the pots and pans, and reacting to different, you know, kitchenwares and stuff like that. And then she was selling her kitchen stuff. And then she started doing reactions of food and stuff and gave her comedic take. And that worked. She doubled down on what worked. And everybody knows you so creative lady. Okay. But she was trying out different things and doing reviews at first. She was doing a couple of things at first. But this one stuck. This one worked. That is her bag. So she just did a lot of that, of what people are asking for, looking at. You can see with the views. You see, you this is good. You're not getting no energy, no attention. I believe, go ahead, hurry up and pivot. Hurry up and pivot. You always can, you know, they make it a bad thing. You always can change and evolve and see what sticks. And my dream is when you find what sticks and what works, you get a lot of attention, a lot of energy in, double down. Double down. For instance, I'm pivoting away from YouTube and making long form videos. Let's just say that. I was like, well, damn, I'm getting this little 1 minute video gotten much more views than I gotten all year on YouTube. So I'm pivoting towards where people are at. Okay. What people like. Okay. Continuously pivot. Evolve and double down on what works. I hope you received it. Peace.